Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. And by Starwood Motors. We've got 8 candidates. So as Mike Ducey sits in for the big show voting, let's run through the list and then we'll vote on which we think is the biggest.
The big show is a big deal for me. It's my favorite weekly segment on your broadcast.
Is it?
I enjoy it. Okay. I really do.
It won't be in about 10 minutes.
We always did it just kind of as a give up. That's so interesting that you like it.
All right, candidate number one is tonight at the Palladium Ballroom in Dallas, Alabama Shakes.
So what is this? They sang, it's a country group, right?
What kind of bluesy? They had a song in the Silver Linings Playbook soundtrack and a great performance on Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago.
You need to get a higher mic level.
Good Lord. Okay, so this is another song. It's Alabama, and they didn't just add, like, Bob Goldthwait's clown character.
No, they did not. But they're an up-and-comer.
What's that? Speak. Bless my heart. Oh, this is the heavy, kind of heavy-set chick singer? Yeah, I think they're pretty good. I like these guys.
Brittany Howard is her name.
Basketball player.
No, that's Griner.
They have a great...
Griner's dead.
Griner.
They have a great groove, man.
I like this. I may perform this at Ticketstock next
year. All right.
Only if you dress like her.
Kind of like that name, too, Alabama Shakes. Something catchy about that.
Don't get to the hook.
Some mountain music. Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. And I'll do something with a fiddle and sing an 8/4 song like I'm in.
All right, candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week. Also tonight, at the House of Blues, They Might Be Giants. Sounds like Gordo fake singing.
I know. Friend.
Who can hear you behind the bundle light switch? Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Lots of things you find a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
I still kind of like this song.
I have a secret to tell from my electrical well. A simple message, and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells, so the room must listen.
They're
to
a fun,
me.
Happy little band.
Filibuster bitches.
Who watches over you?
My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony.
This is in 1990. Their highest charting
who
single.
Who watches over you? Make
a little. So when does the segment start where we have bands that people have heard of?
Oh, Mike.
Wow. That's coming up.
You've never heard of They Might Be Giants?
Oh, sure.
Uh-oh, he hasn't.
They're from the 80s.
Yeah, Mike. When did you tune out of music?
Right after the Eagles broke up the first time.
All right. Candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week. Wednesday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. The Moody Blues.
There we go.
Well, when Monday comes, it's Tuesday. When Tuesday comes, it's Wednesday.
That's a song.
This is a thrash of a song.
This is the worst song of all time.
Never meaning to sound.
God, we built this city. It was the worst.
It is. But this is top five.
It's up there, man.
With his eyes before.
It's such a drainer.
Just what the truth is.
What's that singer's name? I should know that.
For Moody Blues?
Yeah. Chip Moody?
Not Chip Moody.
Orville Moody?
This is
Thomas?
Music to drink Drano to. Gosh almighty!
gazing at people.
Seriously, no one ever played this on radio ever, did they?
Oh, sure they did.
Oh, yeah, it was a big hit.
A lot of big hits.
It's horrible. This was, it made it to number 2 on the U.S. charts. Some try to tell me.
Sold more than 70 million albums. Come on.
1967.
Yeah, but it sucked.
Here, Jer, pull this up. Here's their only good song. You ready? You ready for this, Mike?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You ready to hear it on... Oh, my gosh. Not that.
Changes every time. Well, you think he's gonna win, you think she's giving in. Well, strangers all you find. Well, it's hard to figure out what she's all about when she's woman through and through. She's a complicated
you remember,
so call her my baby.
When the Moody Blues had a resurgence in the mid to late 80s with that song, Your Wildest Dreams.
I like that song.
Oh my God, I hated that song.
I like that song.
Was okay. Oh, the beating.
Gold.
It was stupid. I needed to go away.
Once upon a time.
Once I shut Mike Lucy up.
I remember signs. They had a single last chart in 1988.
Ouch.
But they will be in town this week.
Well, they should have died. Plane crash.
God. Candidate number
Please,
four.
God, plane crash.
Candidate okay. four also Wednesday night at Charlie. The American Airlines Center. Muse.
Oh, they suck. They
Shut
suck
up.
So bad.
Let me at least announce the band. Oh. Muse.
God, listen to this.
The official band
not
of the show.
Not enough acoustic.
Muse.
Get to the chorus.
Danny, if you don't
it's
stop
not Danny.
Criticizing
Shut up.
Every band.
Shut up. Turn your mic off. You suck.
You know,
on
I
radio.
Saw Muse. They opened for U2 a couple of tours ago. Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good live band.
U2 ought to be called You Suck.
Shut up, Danny.
Not Danny. I need a big old roll of toilet paper out of this crap.
Alright, that's Candidate 4. Candidate 5, Thursday night at the House of Blues.
Oh, God!
Bad Religion.
Oh, they suck!
This is, wait a second, in this... Isn't this one of those all-star groups, Bad Religion? Didn't they have a couple famous guitarists in there? Hello? No?
don't like, recall it.
Like Kip Winger and people like
are
that
Are you thinking
in
of Bad English?
Oh, yeah.
That's a, sorry. Like an 80s hair band.
Bad Religion
was,
is a
yeah.
punk band. What's this song?
It's called, Crap, and the parentheses is Total.
Why do you keep doing this segment? So I sit in the 1 week Willie and the Beach Boys are not here.
All right, that's a shot at the segment. Hey, you got the Moody Blues.
That's true.
And, well,
I think he's got one thing.
I don't have to hold you.
Oh, no.
All right, that's Candidate 5. Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night. Mike, you'll know this guy. At Billy Bob's, it's Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, please. Yeah.
Please.
Oh, get to it.
Get some Dwight Yoakam in my
get to
eye.
The chorus.
It just started.
No.
Danny thinks songs should be nothing but choruses.
No, I'm not a I'm not a huge country music fan, but I love his voice.
I know. It's cool to like Dwight Yoakam, isn't it, Gordon?
I have no idea. He can do no wrong because he was Doyle. What's his name?
What's
King?
Well, King?
No. What was Doyle's last name in Sling Blade? He had a, remember he had the home construction business. Doyle.
No,
Jeez.
I'll get it for you.
I'm Stoopy and I need to go.
Doyle Hargraves.
Doyle Hargraves, that's right.
I love Dwight Yoakam's cover of Suspicious Minds, actually.
Do you?
Yes, it's great.
Throw that out there.
I have it right here, Jared. Pull it up.
Comes to Tuesday,
better than Murray Head, I guess.
I am insane now.
You triggered the Murray Head sensor.
Good Lord. That was the maddest 20 seconds in this segment's history. Thanks a lot, Mike Ducey.
Sorry, saying something.
Jeez.
All right, Candidate 7, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday, as part of the Greenville Avenue St. Patrick's Day Festival in the Energy Square parking lot.
You're kidding me.
It's Snoop Dogg.
Snoopy Dogg.
He's playing a parking lot.
Yeah, they set that big stage up. They had a big name there last year.
Well, they need, but for this event, they should call it a pavilion or something like that. Don't call it a parking lot.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you like Snoopy Dogg, Mike?
I can appreciate him. Sure. Saw him on with Piers Morgan last week. That was a very odd pairing.
You know what they ought to call him? Stoopy Dogg.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it
Isn't like he Snoop Lion now?
Try to get at you. Park it like it's hot.
That.
Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
Yeah, you're onto something, Jer.
Oh, dear.
Not much. I've got the rolly on my
arm and I'm pouring Sean Don. No blind squirrel. Snoop Dogg turns lion in Reincarnated, a new documentary film.
Oh, really? See these ice cubes. See these ice creams. Eligible bachelor. $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. A phantom. Exterior like Chris Hayes. Way too much. Interior like suicide wrist red. I can look at the job singing.
Yeah, what's with this? Remember the...
Bob checking his mic. I know killers
in the street. All right, and finally, candidate number 8. Sunday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Alicia Keys.
Yeah, come on, Alicia. We got Alicia in here.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Not that much for Rocco.
Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire.
It's just one syllable. Just
sing it, girl.
Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet.
She's got both feet on the ground.
Stop it! Stop! Stop it! Seriously, I can't take it.
Heard from management, this segment has been permanently canceled.
Yep.
Sorry.
All right, we got to vote. Biggest show coming to town this week is in candidate number 1 tonight at the Palladium, Alabama Shakes. Candidate 2 tonight at the House of Blues, They Might Be Giants. Candidate 3 Wednesday at the Verizon, the Moody Blues. Candidate 4 Wednesday at the American Airlines Center, Muse. Candidate 5 Thursday at the House of Blues, Bad Religion. Candidate 6 Saturday at Billy Bob's, Dwight Yoakam. Candidate 7 Saturday at the Energy Square parking lot, Snoop Dogg. Or candidate Sunday at Verizon, Alicia Keys. Mike Ducey.
Not even close, gentlemen. My girl, Alicia Keys.
All right.
What Gordon? Voice was that?
Just my voice. What?
I don't know why you became a Delta blues artist all of a sudden.
I love Alicia Keys.
Does this mean you're voting for the Moody Blues?
No, this means I'm voting for They Might Be Giants.
Okay.
Confusing.
Rich?
Well, I support Thursday night at the Palladium Clutch with King opening for them. Greatness. But I'll vote for Muse.
Okay. Jer.
I support Alabama Shakes, but Muse.
Fernando.
I support no one. Alicia Keys.
Don't call her no one.
I'm going to be the tiebreaker. Man, I got to go with Muse. Very close over Alicia Keys, though. 3-2, Muse, Wednesday night, American Airlines Center, biggest show coming to town this week.